Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of June, and I'm recording at 9:22 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, this was a quiet day here today, perhaps no surprise. I don't think there is any major news, and people are waiting to see what happens in this civil war situation in Iraq. Now, in terms of stock markets, they were mostly a little bit lower, not too many big hits. Although one of the exceptions is that the Hang Seng Index, Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, was down sharply, 1.68%. That's following some aggressive political comments from mainland China. And that's unfortunate, really, because I think that China itself can learn a lot more from Hong Kong than Hong Kong can learn from mainland China's administration. But the democracy push that we occasionally see in Hong Kong is quickly slapped down, as we've seen again in this instance. Now, in terms of China indices here, the Shanghai Composite Index was just down a fraction, just over a tenth of a point. The Shenzhen Composite actually did better, and that's up 1% overall. What's China going to do? Well, I think that these moves that are taking place to reorganize the economy, shift sentiment more towards, shift the economy more towards the consumer sector will eventually pay off, certainly there's a lot of thumb twiddling here going on so far in terms of actual market action. Japan, more interesting, the Nikkei was up just a tiny fraction, the Topics down by the same amount, but the TSE2 index, that's one to keep an eye on if you're the least bit interested in Japan, it's just continued to push higher. It's quite extraordinary, getting up near some prior resistance, but it's been an impressive move and is consistent with my view that this is just a big, long consolidation, fairly volatile consolidation following last year's terrific gains that we saw in Japan, and that it will eventually be resolved by a further push to the upside. Now, elsewhere in Europe, we mostly saw lower levels for markets, one of the exceptions, and I just had to hesitate there to make sure that it was reflected today or wasn't off today, but Sweden is a bit stronger here. The other indices are lower, and it's the FTSE MIB, that's Italy, getting the biggest decline, 1.33%. So basically what we're seeing here is a little bit of drifting in these European markets. They're vulnerable on the energy front. They're also vulnerable on the growth front, although the situation is better than it was previously. But the big plus that has helped the market so much and arguably still will over the over the medium term is the monetary stimulus that's actually occurring there. In the Americas, again, a mixed performance, although mostly to the downside. Wall Street was almost unchanged, quietly, very steady near the highs against a background of short-term overbought conditions. And also, you've got some psychological resistance levels up here, the 17,000 level on the Dow. The more important one is the 2,000 level for the S&P 500 index, which closed tonight down in the tiniest of fractions, but it's at 1,962.61. Elsewhere, long-dated government bonds a little bit higher in the U.S., 2.624% for the U.S. 10-year bond. In currencies, the dollar is a little lower on DXY, and it's a little lower, that's against the European currencies, and it's a little lower generally against most currencies. Now, looking at some of the leaders here, let's see, the euro, oh, it's just up a tiny fraction. It's at 1.3602. Sterling, which has been holding, it's still holding that push above the 170 level against the US dollar. It's not going anywhere further, but it's at 1.7028. Japanese yen against the dollar, 101.94. That's not bad overall. And the Aussie remains steady. In the Australian stock market, I forgot to mention that earlier on, that was up 0.62%, so one of the small number of markets actually appreciating in here today. Australia would certainly benefit from a recovery in the industrial metals sector, and also in the precious metals, but particularly the industrial metals. And I think we'll get that, although it's kind of like waiting for Godot here. But the patterns can certainly support that recovery. And I noticed that BHP Billiton rallied quite well in three out of the last four market days. And that's got this big ascending triangular base formation. In other words, the highs are sort of flat and the lows are rising. And it's pushing back up towards the upper side of that range. It looks attractive to me, and BHP is benefiting from the slightly improved sentiment in metals, and also benefiting from the higher oil prices that we are actually seeing. And that's kept most of the oil shares quite steady as well. Now, the price of crude oil is down today. We have the important Brent contract. That's the one that will reflect what's going on in the Middle East, that we see here in the West, and that's pulled back from that 115 level. It's at like when I last looked, just shortly after the 9 p.m. trading had finished, it was at 114.07. So down nearly a dollar. The WTIA is also down 81 cents, currently 106.02. Natural gas lower in here today as well. Now, the precious metals, which had a good week last week, that's for sure. And I like the way they started in here today because they were soft pre-market. I mean, silver dipped down to $20.73, but then pushed back up. It had a 21-cent range here on the day, but it closed. It was still down, but regained most of that decline, and is currently trading after hours at $20.885. Also, gold, which had been lower, dipped down. Let's see, I'll take the bullion. That's probably the easiest one to look at here. Just got under $1,310, but is now at 1,317.60. That's good. That's a dollar off the high on the day. So I regard this as steady action overall. Platinum also had been down as low as 1441 at one stage, but is down 20 cents now and at 1457. And what have I missed here? Palladium also, it had been down to 18. Oh, sorry, $810.50. It's currently 822.85. So again, a little bit of softness here coming over from the Asian trading hours and the early trading in Europe, but then gradually picked up and really got back to around their highs around 2 p.m. here, British Standard Time, sort of in the midpoint of Wall Street's trading day, and closed say closed steady. They looked to me like they could go higher, largely because people were too bearish. There were a lot of shorts in the market. Some of those have covered, but perhaps not all of them. And I think that people are rediscovering the sector as they see the appeal of hard money in uncertain times. And it's not just they're not just up on an Armageddon type type scenario, which would be which would certainly would not last long. But the Chinese are steadily accumulating a lot of gold. I think diversified investors are never too wrong in buying bullion and silver and buying any of them when they're out of favor, as we saw late last year and earlier this year. And they do represent hard money when you think that we live in a entirely fiat currency world, and my goodness, there's been an awful lot of money printing, hasn't there? Even though inflationary pressures remain soft, but that's due to the difficult credit crisis recession that the world has been coping with, and that environment will continue for a while longer. It's not a bad environment for stock markets generally, but again, Wall Street's a little pricey here, and seasonally, this isn't the greatest time of the year for markets. But I have resisted, as you probably realize, the temptation to be selling long positions in my portfolio, my personal long-term portfolio, and instead I've actually got a few little leveraged positions in addition to the investment positions, largely because the monetary policy environment remains really quite favorable overall. This is still a little bit of a sweet spot as far as equities are concerned. And also, a lot of people seemed to, a lot of value investors were selling out too early, in my opinion. And then sadly, there were some people who really had not participated very much in the whole bull market recovery from 2009. So that's pretty much it as I report on today's activity. So all the very best to all of you.